Okay, you said you felt funny that Sam found the names that you, the band names that you knew for people all the time. Why does it make you feel funny?
More because really, I mean, I use them sometimes, but... when I'm quoting something that somebody else said, I don't ever call somebody, you know, different things, you know.
Okay.
I don't know, I don't use it, you know, I don't use them, and so I get embarrassed to say them, you know, because that's just not me, you know, just, yeah, going at, you know,
okay. Well, how do you determine whether or not something is correct? That's what I was
getting. Usually go to a teacher.
Okay.
And ask them. A parent.
All right, what about your friends?
They probably speak just as bad grammar as I do, so I really can't depend on my friend. I mean, you know, to tell me.
Yeah. Okay, would you might not ask them, but would you just listen to them to see what they said?
Probably.
Okay, would you say something to you if you knew it wasn't correct?
Probably. I do all the time.
Why? You know, is it because everybody says that, or?
Habit, really. You know, it's just the way I talk.
Yeah, okay. What do you think about most of the stuff that the teachers that's in, you know, like in English classes tell you is correct? I mean, does it all make sense, or does some of it make sense, or does not any of it make sense, or?
Some of it makes sense.
Uh-huh.
But then, you know, there's some that you can't understand why you can't use what, you know, you want to.
Yeah. What do you think about, do they make a big deal about shall and will?
Uh-huh.
Do you use that?
I don't use shall.
Uh-huh. What is it they tell you? Or do you remember? I mean, if you don't remember, that's okay.
I don't remember. It's just, you know.
They make a big deal about that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And it's really the same thing, so.
Yeah. But, okay, what about who and whom? They make a big deal about that?
Uh-huh.
Do you use it?
I use who. I don't use whom.
Okay. Do they make a big deal about let and leave? Like, when I was in school, they always kept telling me, say, don't say leave me go, say let me go. Do they make a big deal about that?
No.
Okay. What else do they make a big deal about? Like, you know, like they're really trying to get you to say it this way in grammar classes.
Say are not instead of ain't. I mean, you know, that's just,
uh-huh.
I say ain't all the time.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. That's, you know, mostly just shall and will, and who and whom they've given, you know, they really pick on those two words for something, for some reason.
Yeah. Okay. Gonna love these questions. They're not dirty though. Alright, what do you call the place where the dead are prepared and kept before burial?
Morgue.
Okay, sometimes they hold a service there instead of at the church.
A funeral home.
Okay, is that different from a morgue?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what's the difference?
A funeral home is like, well, they have, you know, they embalm them upstairs, you know, and all this stuff, but a morgue is usually just where they keep them until they get ready to bury them, you know. I mean, they really could keep them there at the funeral home, too.
Okay.